Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you with your small business there that you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. If you go back and listen to the things that Joe Knight has taught us over the years, you'll get a lot smarter, folks. Just go find Joe Knight on our website. Type his name into the search engine. You can find him easy this week because he's pretty close to the front page there. And Joe has been with us now for a long time, helping us understand our finances. We were just talking about some different ways to look at managing the finances of projects by the way you allocate the different expenses, the cost of goods sold, the payroll, etc. Joe, as you're developing these systems, these financial systems, you know, every business is a little bit different. You know, a diner is different from a manufacturing company. But the main thing that you got to know is you got to be able to calculate what your gross profit is and manage that as a separate line item. And it's different for, as I said, for every industry. But the bottom line is you were talking about how you guys do it in your business. That's what serves you. But still, you come up with that number in the middle there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim, one of the things that everybody needs to understand is when you go to a certified public accountant or a typical accountant, they're going to push you to the generally accepted accounting principles or GAAP, just like a banker would. But every business is unique and different, and sometimes GAAP doesn't make sense for your business. Maybe you want to look at different metrics or numbers that make sense for your specific business. And guess what? You can do that any way you want internally with your managerial accounting. And a lot of accountants aren't set up to do that. They're used to reporting publicly, and they're not used to the internal accounting. So you need to think of accounting not as an external reporting tool sometimes, but more importantly, an internal tool to tell you what's going on in your business. I'm a big advocate of tracking the numbers, not only monthly, but weekly, and trying to figure out every week what's happening in your business. And sometimes traditional accounting doesn't get that done for you.
Well, and of course, Joe, for a lot of small businesses, I'd just be glad if they did some traditional accounting. Way too many small businesses don't really track their finances the way they should. But I will tell you this: if you can get to where you can do what Joe's doing, your chances of success will quadruple. Because when you can understand the generally accepted accounting principles, and then modify for internal purposes to track your business much more on an incremental basis, which is what you're doing, Joe, with your labor. When you can do those things, when you can take what's generally accepted and modify it to give you a much more of a micro look at things, you're really doing some sophisticated stuff there. And that will help you see when things start running off the track, you can catch it, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I learned working in my little manufacturing company with two engineers who founded the company was it really wasn't that complex, Jim, in that these two engineers intuitively said, I want to know how this is working this way, and the accountant says I have to do it a different way. And the reason why I got involved, they came to me, and I'm a financial analyst, and they said, why can't we do it the way that it makes sense to us intuitively? Mm-hmm. And I told them, you can. And it was really, it was almost like empowering to them.
Well, you liberated them.
Yeah, they were liberated. So I don't have to follow these GAAP rules. I can just do it the way that makes sense to me. And mm-hmm. a lot of business owners have an intuitive sense of what metrics are important to make money, and they might not coincide with what your accountant tells you need.
But you might have to do what you've done, which is to explain to your banker why, even if you're reporting it, because as you say, you still have to report it the general accepted way for tax purposes and maybe for the audit, but you might have to educate your banker on why you're doing this. And I'll tell you, I can't imagine any banker not getting excited about the fact that you're actually micromanaging your finances.
Oh, no, it's a huge advantage. And another thing that's come out of our system, Jim, our project-based system, is since we're tracking weekly with this pretty simple metric model we use, we can project our cash flow out 90 to 120 days.
Hmm.
And that gets the bankers really excited.
Oh, yeah. That's I've talked to my audience about that many times before. When you can go to your banker and say, okay, it's July, and here's the rest of my 12-month cash flow projection, and in October, I'm going to need some money because I've got to spend money in September. I've got to pay it in October, but the customer's not going to pay me till November. I'm going to need you to help me bridge that gap. When you give them that kind of information that far in advance, they're ready to give you the money, aren't they?
Right, and then after they get up out of their chair from falling over.
Yeah, because you actually were proactive, right?
Yeah, because most small business commercial bankers aren't used to a small business that understands things that way, and so it's a huge advantage to you.
You know,
Joe, present things that way.
In my own business, I used to do that years ago. I've been doing it for a long time. I used to do the spreadsheet, print it out, take it to my banker. He and I've been doing this so long. Now I just email it to him, and he emails me back. You know, okay, when you want it. We don't even go through the dance anymore. We just, you know, I've got that kind of a track record with him. And that's what you,
right.
When you get to that point, folks, that's when your banker is truly your partner, isn't it, Joe?
Absolutely. And that's when opportunities come, you can grow your business.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Frankly, in this day and age, if you can't get financing to grow your business, you're not going to be able to grow. And so having a strong relationship with a banker and helping him understand understand your business is critical to growing a business.
Give us your website, Joe.
Website. We're running www.financedog.com.
Financedog.com. Check it out. You can find the book there, Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, there as well as also wherever books are sold. Joe is the co-author of that. When we come back, I want to get Joe to talk to us about personal guarantees when you're dealing with a bank. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.